The Federal Labor Party has been dealt a blow in its fight to hold on to marginal seats in New South Wales. Today, the state's Independent Commission Against Corruption made yet another finding of corruption against the former New South Wales Minister, Ian MacDonald. The Anti-Corruption Commission has recommended criminal charges against Mr. MacDonald and the former union heavyweight, John Maitland, over a coal licence in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. The corruption findings over the mine have sparked fresh calls for the New South Wales government to immediately cancel the mine licence and freeze the profits from the mine. Eliza Harvey reports.
It's the third corruption finding against Ian MacDonald in as many weeks, and the third time that the Anti-Corruption Commission has recommended criminal charges against the disgraced former Mines Minister. But Ian MacDonald's told Channel 9 that the allegations are baseless.
I believe I will clear my name and that these reports will gather a lot of dust in the future because they're not accurate and the findings are unjustified by the evidence that was heard at those inquiries.
John Robertson is the New South Wales Labor leader and served alongside Mr. MacDonald in the former government.
What I want to see now is all of those individuals feel the full force of the law, and in my opinion, they should go to jail.
It's been a torrid time for the party that ruled supreme for 16 years. The ICAC has not only investigated corruption, but the way the Labor Party does business. Commissioner David Ipp has found that Ian MacDonald was politically indebted to the union heavyweight, John Maitland. Maitland helped MacDonald retain his seat in the New South Wales Parliament with the help of his union voting bloc. And in return, MacDonald gifted his friend rights to a coal licence in the Hunter Valley. MacDonald has been expelled from the party, and John Robertson says New South Wales Labor has learnt its lesson.
I've announced a package of reforms that apply the toughest levels of scrutiny to politicians anywhere in this nation. There's no doubt that these findings will have an effect, but people are smart enough to distinguish between state issues and federal issues, and I'm sure that they will be able to distinguish between the two Saturday week.
Maybe so, but it's terrible timing for the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. He certainly wasn't pleased about it when he addressed the media in Perth today.
There is no place in the modern Australian Labor Party for any such people. That's why I ordered federal intervention into the party.
The Liberal Party has stayed quiet on the matter, happy to let Labor tear itself apart. But the New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, has some challenges ahead. There's a question mark over the future of the mine at the centre of the investigation. When John Maitland sold the exploration licence to Newcoal, he made $15 million, but it was still a cheap price for what could be a large commercial coal mine. Newcoal says it's an innocent party in the ICAC affair and has been placed in a trading halt. Hunter Valley resident Craig Chapman wants the mine gone altogether.
I guess I had a gut feeling that certainly things were not right, and I did attend on a couple of occasions and heard the witnesses at ICAC. But to see it in print, it has confirmed our suspicions that this whole exploration licence is tainted. It's the proceeds of a crime. We're asking for the government to immediately suspend or freeze that asset.
The Premier, Barry O'Farrell, says he's waiting on more advice from the ICAC before he makes his final decision.
Eliza Harvey.